The county courthouse is the centerpiece of many town squares across the country, but the square in Decatur County, Indiana, is one that has many people looking up, up at one of the more unusual sights you'll find anywhere. What you'll see is next on this edition of the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1860s, the town of Greensburg, Indiana, built a new courthouse. But by 1870, local residents noticed something unusual about their new building with its tall clock tower.
They just noticed that there was a bush up there. It was a tree. Well, how did it get up there? You know, they had all these questions, but nobody had answers.
It was indeed a tree growing from the roof of the tall courthouse tower. But as Carol Inman explains, no one could figure out exactly how the thing began to grow up there.
They continually questioned how it got up there. Well, who put it up there? The solution was to say it was a bird.
So did a bird carry a seed to the roof that somehow sprouted? That seemed to be the best answer to a most unusual sight.
There is no way to get up there. There's no way on the inside or the outside, 130 feet in the air. It takes a special crane to get up there.
And of course, in the 1870s, there was no crane to lift someone to the top. So the tree just kept growing out of the roof.
This is an offspring of the original tree. I mean, this tree hasn't been there since 1870, but an offspring of it has been. The main thing that the townspeople around here like to say is that people will come in and ask us where the tree gets its water. They tell them that they get it from the spring in the clock. No comment. I'm just the messenger.
So that original tree and now its offspring have been growing out of the courthouse tower roof since 1870. It's an unusual sight, but also one that takes time and care to preserve. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.